2 Tango Mobile.
Well, I didn't know if you noticed it or not, but we got guys watching him, and Chandler's keying down on me again when I talk, so I guess I'm going to have to send someone up there and get him taken offline. He's doing it quite often now. I don't know if you noticed it last time. We just talk right over it, so it's not that big a deal, but it's definitely illegal.
Somebody was keying down and everything, but I also was in an area where, over here in this one section of Reedville Road, in about an area that's about, a block and a half, maybe 2 blocks long, I get interference, and I haven't figured out what is causing it in this area over here, so I do get some interference in this area anyway. I can ride down through it, and it's only on this repeater. If I'm on the other repeater, I don't get it, so go figure.
I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that's who's doing it, and if need be, I have a first-class FCC license, and I'll just turn it over to the FCC, but it just better stop is all I can say.
Yep, and I told you I was only going to be 5 minutes. I didn't have to pick up 2 items. It took me longer to get my change because the girl had to get some more change from the head cashier because she was running low on ones in her drawer, so she didn't have enough to give me my change.
Everybody uses credit cards anymore, don't they? Well, I was just watching this weather channel, and it looks like that up there in the old home stomping grounds up around Wichita and down into southeast Kansas, they're talking about some exorbitantly large hail today. I'm sure glad we're not up there.
It's kind of weird weather all around right now. I mean, it's just you look at the weather and see what's going on everywhere around. You know, it's funky. That's the only thing I can think of a way to describe at this time. Because it's just, you know, it's not what we're used to seeing even this time of the year. So, oh well, you know, here it is, June. You know, first full week of June. You know, we're past the first full week. We're getting funky weather. What can I say? It is what it is, and we'll have to deal with it and everything. So, anyway, talking with a couple of guys today about, we were talking about restrictions in HOA's areas, and we were discussing that today.
I wouldn't live in an HOA if you paid me to, or even paid for it. That's out of the question. I hope they... Well, I know they won't ever try that up here where we live, but, you never know in this day and age. Well, there goes a guy, a happy guy on his motorcycle. You can always tell because of the noise level what kind it is, of course. shoot. Well, I think I may go down and see if I can run a Cat 5 line over to the printer down there. It keeps getting disconnected from the internet, and it's a pain.
Probably run Cat 5 lines to both the printers. It's in the radio room, and they both work fine with Wi-Fi, of course, and you know, and on my router and everything, so everything works fine that way. I've got one in the living room that I haven't set it up. I've got it hooked to my little laptop, and it's got a cable going to it. I don't use a Wi-Fi for that one because it's my little travel printer, and I'll probably pack it up, take it to Florida with me when I go, and to visit my sister. But you know, anyway, so says it's 86 out here today where I'm driving along.
Yeah, I think it's pretty accurate. I got 87 here, but of course the weather station's right out on the telephone pole in the sun, so it's going to be a little bit warmer. I think the one on the front porch says, let me see. it says 86. And the one on the weather station says 87. Well, I'm surprised you heard anything on CW last night, but that's a good chance it'd be Europeans. I asked Ariel one time how he got DXCC on the 160-meter band, and he said, a lot of sleepless nights. And I'm not willing to do that. I have too many sleepless nights anyways with leg cramps and whatnot and having to get up, and that's miserable. But Bernice has been giving me some magnesium, and maybe that'll help. But that's good you heard something anyways. The DX part of the 160-meter band's been pretty tough. I was going to try it out on this Western Kansas net. It's on Wednesday nights on 1.960 sideband. But so often when the weather's bad, and it was this week again, that old boy unplugs and grounds it out, and they don't have a net.
Like I said, I just happened to flip over there, flip down to 160 because I was testing something, and the area that came up when I flipped down there, it was in the 160 CW band. I could hear a faint CW signal, and I tuned up to where he was, and he was just a few KCs off from where the where I flipped over to. So, and I heard him in there. And there was another one a little bit further down from him, and both of them were working, but one of them had a lot of noise, so I couldn't hear him at all. The other guy, he was kind of weak. He was about an S4, S5 maybe, and I was listening to him, and I went back to him and tried to work him, and I did nothing there, nothing at all. So anyway, well, I have arrived at the hacienda, and I see the mailman has gone, so I need to go out and see what kind of junk mail I got today. Can't check that before I pull all the way down the driveway. And my fellow that does my yard has been here today. In fact, he was arriving. He arrived just before I left, so he has mowed the grass, blown the leaves and trash out of the way, used the weed eater, and my yard looks halfway decent again. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a little while. I'll be on the inside, and I'll catch you there. N0TRW2T73, stop.
Okay, Rusty. Good to hear you this afternoon. That old boy in Louisiana last night, he did a lot of experimentation with wire antennas. I was trying to remember the kind he told me he had. I've heard of it many times. A Zep or something. But he said a loop was really good for 160, and I thought about you when he said that, just for receiving purposes. And, Bernice says I can't have any more antennas. I'm done for now, so until the next time I need one, I'll leave it at that. 73's Rusty, have a good day. I'm going to go get the mail right now. N0TR.